بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، أما بعد. الحمد لله، by the sheer grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are now on the 50th part of spiritual discourses, and this is the part 3 of how education causes pride and arrogance. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in one hadith, which you must have heard, such people will soon come who will read the Quran, but it will not cross down their throats. They will say, "We have read the Quran. Who is better in reading than us?" Then he said to his Sahaba, "O my followers, these people will come out from amongst you. They are fuels of Jahannam." For this reason, Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala who said, "Do not be included within the proud, learned men. Your education will not be able to remove your ignorance in that circumstances." For this reason, he did not give permission to Hazrat Tamim Dari radiallahu ta'ala anhu when he sought to give permission to deliver lectures. Rather, he said that it was equal to murder. Once Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala led prayer of the people. He said after the prayer, "Pray behind another imam, as a thought occurred in my mind that there is nobody amongst my people better than myself." When a reputed companion like Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu is not safe from this, what is our condition? Those who had perfect education passed away in the first and the second centuries of Hijrah. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Soon there will come such a condition over the people in which a man doing 1/10 of divine services of yours will get salvation." But for this good news, people of this age would have been ruined. Here again now, it is directed to those who have got education, and this time good education, Quranic education, Sunnah education, Fiqh education, education pertaining to the upliftment of the soul, education which supposed to be beneficial, education that's supposed to take you to Jannah. But as soon as the intention changes, then vanity comes, then Jahannam looks you in the face. Because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, such people will come soon who will read Quran Kareem, but it will not cross their throats. And they will say, "We have read the Quran. Who is better in Quran reading than us?" Unfortunately, that this is happening. And we can see it. And modernity has given rise to Quran recital competition. And this hadith directly refers to all this show business, ostentation, platforms of pride and boastfulness. And people participate, win awards, photography, video, intermingling of sexes, all is happening. And you'll find now that in the process of promoting Qirat, Qaris are brought. Public is thoroughly confused how they are reading. No explanation is given. Then people listen. And how strange here that people, when the Qari is reading, they begin to coax him, push him forward. Maratan ukhra, wa wa, shabash, alhamdulillah, shouting after he reads one ayat. And most of the time the public who is chorusing and wooing the reciter, they understand nothing of the Quran. In one gathering I mentioned that how come the ulama were very quiet when the Qari was reading? And only those who don't understand were wooing. And do you know what he was saying, that you are wooing? He's talking about Jahannam, how the people are going to Jahannam, and you are saying Shabash, congratulations, wow. What ignorance level have we reached? Then he said to his companions, O my followers, these people will come out from amongst you. They are fuels of Jahannam. But what are they doing? They are fuels of Jahannam, but they are reading Quran. And this also now will refer to those who boast of their knowledge. And many times I've heard orators boasting of their knowledge. And when Allah has allowed you to speak properly, regard it as a boon and favor. When Allah has given you talent in Islam, regard it as a boon and favor. I have seen so many ulama that after they write one, two books, after they translate one, two books, after they edit one, two books, then they become non-accessible. Then they, as if to say, walking on the air. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the judge of judges. After that, you do not hear of those ulama. They just disappear into thin air. And I always maintain, when people say that, how come Allah is taking work? We say, see, as long as there is no pride, Allah will take work. When pride enters, Allah will remove you. As we see around us, how Allah removes. Allah removes those who have got pride and arrogance. So if you want to be accepted in the eyes of Allah, and if you want work to be taken, take out pride and see what Allah does with you. We are nothing, everybody you praise. What should be the attitude? That you must regard everyone as better. Even when you know that they are not better, regard them as better. Regard those who studied before you as better than you. They had the better time, they had better ustads, they had better environment, and they were always those who went first. So regard them as better. Regard the contemporaries, those who studied with you, that you know them, they were better than you. And they worked harder than you. Regard those who come after you, that they have got more strength than you. They've got more talent than you. And they've got more energy and synergy than you. And they've got more ease and comfort to study. So they are better. When a person has this attitude and position, when he regards everybody as better than him, then Allah will make him shine. Then Allah will bring him up. Why? Because he has humbled himself, and Allah will raise the person who humbles himself. But now our attitude is something else. I am better than everybody. I am better than those who have gone ahead, and I'm better than my contemporaries, and I'm better than those who are currently, and we justify it by argumentation, which is based upon sheer pride and vanity, which does not have taqwa, taharat, fear of Allah, which does not have sincerity and humility, which does not have any shukr and sabr in it. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, do not be included within the proud, learned men. And this is a great ailment and disease that is spreading. Your education will not be able to remove your ignorance in that circumstances. Because pride will prevent you from learning properly, learning further, learning with sincerity. Initially, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, He did not give Hazrat Tamim Dari radiallahu ta'ala anhu permission to deliver lectures. And then he gave him permission. And both Hazrat Tamim Dari radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu should give a bayan, a lecture, before the Khalif came out to perform the Jummah khutbah. And that is why we, when the people object, that how can you lecture before Jummah khutbah, we say clearly that Hazrat Tamim Dari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they should give lectures before the Jummah khutbah. So that's why it is permissible, because the way of the Sahaba is the way of Islam. Sahaba's amal, Sahaba's belief, Sahaba's action, they are proof in Shariat. They are a criterion for us. Now we can see Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala, who after leading Salat, he said, no, someone else must lead the Salat, because he felt a sense of superiority. Allah save us, that whatever we do, whether we're leading Salat, whether we are reading Quran, whether we are performing Tarawih, whether we are giving a speech, whether we are being generous, then we should take out this element that I am better than everybody else. Those who had perfect education passed away in the first and second centuries of Hijrah. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, now ulama ikram write clearly, if you look at the kitab Raya Sunnah, Minhaju Sunnah, we have translated, it's called Path of Sunnah, by Marana Sarfraz Khan rahmatullah alayhi. It's on our site alislam.co.za. There he says clearly that the best of times, which in the hadith is mentioned, خَيْرَ قُرُونِ كَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ, the cut-off time is 200 AH. And here Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi also affirms and testifies, acknowledges that too. So whatever has been done by the pious till 200 AH is a proof and hujjat in Shariat for us. And sincerity, humility, piety, good education, having proper results, perfection, was till the 200. Now we have to be on guard at every step and move that we make, that is my education good and is it giving good results? How we will know this? That if the education is not taking us towards modesty, humility, good culture, good behavior, then we know we are ruined. If this education is taking us towards pride, vain argumentation, falsity, ostentation, haughtiness, then we know we are ruined. If the education is taking us towards modesty, piety, taqwa, taharat, we are successful. Then definitely we are successful. And this education will depend on our intention. If our intention is good, we will go into the good direction. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, soon there will come such a condition over the people in which a man doing 1/10 of divine service of yours will get salvation. For this good news, people of this age would have been ruined. This is very famous, and this is the source of it, Ihya'ul Ulumuddin, that if we do 1/10 of what Sahaba did, we will be successful. Provided we do that 1/10 without pride and haughtiness, and 1/10 how Sahaba were tested, we will be tested 1/10, we'll get be successful. So if we have the level of taqwa, piety of the Sahaba, 1/10 of it, we'll be successful. So understand and remember, 1/10 is our pass mark. 1/10 is our salvation benchmark. Let us remove pride and become successful by just performing on 1/10 with sincerity, humility, modesty, minus pride, vanity and arrogance, we will be successful. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.